Blog Talk Radio.
Life, love, and wellness.
Hello, I am your hostess, Sandy Rogers, and I wanted to welcome you to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. I thank you for being with us tonight and for being a part of this event, and I am so excited and happy that you chose to join in. So we're going to get this party started. And, you know, Mom and them always said there are certain things that you had to do before you invite folks into your house. And so what we do here on Life, Love, and Wellness is we first anchor ourselves in affirmative reading. And they come from my daily inspirational post called RevSandy.wordpress.com. And the message is amazement. August is the month of amazement. Carefully look into, check out, and investigate all the wonders of life. We move so quickly sometimes that we may forget to how incredible things are. This month, slow down a bit and truly witness the beauty that is all around you, even in the little things. Stop for a moment and feel the sensation of the blood that flows through your veins. This gift of life does its job without any effort on your part. It just does what it is designed to do. Pay attention to your breath. Do you breathe fully in and exhale completely out, or is your breathing rushed and or shallow? Can you allow yourself to inhale deeply, taking in the wonder of life? Go ahead and breathe in very slowly. Enjoy this feeling of allowing yourself to appreciate the gift of breath. Now exhale, let it all out. Relax and take another deep breath. Notice how you breathe. Be grateful for this gift of oxygen. Have you ever noticed how a wound will heal itself even when you do not place a bandage on it? That is a gift as well. Your body can and will heal itself because it is designed that way. God took precious care in creating the human, making sure it was a perfect specimen, fully capable of restoring itself to wholeness when injured. Then there's the amazing fact that you can change your thoughts at any time you decide. You're not stuck into any one way of thinking unless you are unwilling to exercise that privilege. It is simply amazing how incredible God has created everything, especially the human being, the highest form of life. Pay deliberate attention to the details and the movements and motions of life. Notice how amazing life truly is and celebrate the goodness of God. And so next, we invoke and we invite the spirits and the energies of our ancestors to be with us. We do this on a daily basis, but especially on Tuesday nights for Life, Love, and Wellness. We invite them in and ask that they take a seat and join us. We treasure their gifts to us. We love and appreciate our ancestors. Ashe, ashe. It's all about life. It's all about love. It's all about wellness. So tonight's show, I just completed 31 days of fasting on only water and urine. So I want to share that experience with you, the highs, the lows, what came up for me, what I learned during the process. And then I want you guys to chime in as soon as you have any type of urine, because I'm really open and being transparent tonight on what I went through during this 31-day personal challenge. I challenged myself to be able to do it, and it's just been absolutely incredible. It's amazing. I don't have all the superlatives to go along with that, just so that you understand how beautifully made we are. And when we get to an issue where we think we've got something going on, we can always go in and make a change in what we're doing. And so for me, starting back in December, I have started eating a lot of foods that I wouldn't normally eat. And I know my body needed to be recalculated and cleaned out. So that was the main driving force for me to go on this 31-day water urine fast. And initially, I was just going to do 30 days until I decided to do it in July and looked up and it had 31 days. So that's how it happened to be a 31-day water and urine fast. So our call-in number, in case you're not on the line with us, is 516-531-9819. And when you call in, just press 1, and it will alert me that you want to speak live on air with us. So you're listening to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. I'm going to play a quick music, take a quick music break, and we'll be right back. That was one of the first projects that me and my nephew, Anthony A.K. King, did together some years back, entitled Inside of Me. And I thought that that was so appropriate for what I've experienced over these last 31 days. I felt the love of God, of the Most High, of Holy Spirit, deeper than I've ever felt it in my life before, just closer and closer and closer. And so that song just really exemplifies where I am, where I got to during this fast. It's beyond words, because it's spiritual. It's not like a human endeavor, but it was so much more than that. So welcome back. You're listening to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. And our show tonight is called the 31-Day Water Urine Fast. And it's something that I just completed on yesterday, although I feel like I'm still on it. It's just amazing, just amazing. So I'm going to give some details about it, and perhaps you'll understand the reason behind what I've done. And if you have any questions, again, please let me know. And anytime, don't wait till the end. Let's have a dialogue around this, because I know there are people that have questions. I had people to kind of look at me, you know, sideways when I told them what I was doing, or they would just kind of grunt, you know, like, huh, I like that. So I'm cool with it. If you want to call and ask any questions, feel free. So I am a guest speaker at the Water of Life Symposium that's coming up on September the 23rd. It's being held in Sacramento. And so as one of the speakers, I believe in my mind I wanted to get as many experiences of the urine drinking, the drinking of my own self, drinking of my own water. And so when I saw a post, there's a group on Facebook, I believe it's called Urine Therapy, and Dr. Rakshak is one of the leading doctors in the world, on an authority on urine therapy, and he'll be the featured speaker at the symposium in September. But he, on the page, someone asked about how they could recalibrate their body or reset their body. And he suggested they do a 30-day fast, a urine fast. I was like, oh, that sounds great. And so when the next month came, I decided, I decided that that's what I would do. So that's how I got into it, or that's how the thought originated in my head, is how Dr. Rakshak responded to one of the people in the group about how they could recalibrate. I've done a 42-day master cleanse back in 1999 when I was diagnosed with Crohn's disease, but that was because they told me I had parasites, and then, well, that's what a naturopathic doctor told me, but the allopathic doctor, all they said was take these pills, and, you know, if the pills don't work, we're going to cut into you. So in an attempt to rid myself of the parasites and to get better, I went on a 42-day cleanse, but that was the longest I had ever gone. But I had never done the water urine fast longer than 10 days, and I did that back in May, I believe. And so this was quite an undertaking for me. I really appreciated being able to do this, And so it was, you know, I started off with a joyful spirit about me, and I told people that I knew would support me in the very beginning, and I didn't share it with everybody, but as the time went on, I was sharing, and it was okay, you know, because by that time I was comfortable in my own spirit as to what I was doing, and it became more and more natural and more normal each day that I went along. And I tell you, man, some days my energy would be so high, like I had to try and catch up with myself. And so I would go outside and walk barefooted in the grass. I'd hug a tree to, you know, to ground myself and to get my energy under control. It was insane, especially not to have any solid foods in me. So let me also interject right here. You can go on YouTube and subscribe to my channel. It's simply Sandy Rogers, RODGERS. Subscribe to my channel. I did a video clip every day explaining my energetic mood, my emotional state, and any other thing that I was experiencing during that time frame. So if you want a day-by-day account of what happened, you can check my YouTube channel. And so I think for me, having the that higher and higher and higher connection with Holy Spirit really intrigued me, and it got to be such a heartwarming experience and feeling. And so, and again, it goes back to the reason why I played inside of me to start this, to set the tone for the show, because I've always realized that God is inside of me. God is not on the outside. God is not in any material things or up in the sky or anything like that. God is a part of who I am. And so to have this 31-day experience where I felt that presence, I mean, deeper and deeper every day, was just amazing. I tell you, it was just amazing. And so that was one of the biggest gifts that I received during this process. And I still don't have, like, all the words to explain what this experience was, again, because it was a spiritual journey. It was a spiritual experience. And so trying to normalize it or bring it into context to use words, it just seems impossible to do, because it's so much more than that. It's, you know, like when you know what you know, but you can't really verbalize it to somebody. That's what I'm talking about. You know, that knowingness that you're connected to the highest source available to the whole universe, you know, the creator of all living things, of the earth and the rivers and the plants and the seeds and just everything. And so, I mean, you become one with that energy, and you coast through that and with that. And so trying to explain it in words sometimes becomes next to impossible. So just understand, I'm going to do my best to kind of break it down. I didn't realize when I first scheduled this show what I was going to be experiencing, and even coming out of it, what my experience would be. And so I thought, you know, it's going to be real simple. You know, we're going to just talk about this, and I'll share with the audience what I went through. But, man, it is so much more than what I could have even imagined. So Just bear with me. I'm really going to do my best to explain it all to you so you can get a real good feel of what these 30 days were like. Another thing that happened for me, too, I had this energy about me that wanted to take care of a lot of little things that I had procrastinated on, had put off, you know, also like, you know, that cleaning the garage or cleaning out your closet, that kind of energy where you'd be like, okay, I'm going to get around to that in a minute. I'll get around to it. But one day I videotaped that I had this greenhouse, and it seemed like as soon as my brother put it up for me, a tree branch directly above it fell off the tree and busted it up, so it was leaning to the side, and it had been out there for about 18 months at least. And every day I drive into the driveway, I'm like, all right, I'm going to get to it. I'm going to get to it. And while I was on this fast, it was like, nah, you're not going to put stuff off any longer. Get it done. So I tore that thing down and got it all put in the trash. It, you know, I didn't have to make any additional moves with it, you know, like stack it up here and then move it again. But it was all neatly tucked in the trash can. I was really proud of myself that day. And so, and then cleaning out the closet while I was on the fast, I gave away 3 leaf bags. And for you guys that may not know what I'm talking about, those are the extra, extra large bags. I gave 3 of those bags of clothes away to a women's homeless shelter. So, you know, it was just about moving and releasing and having your way made more clear so that you can have that connection to the Most High. Just incredible, incredible, incredible. So I have just really enjoyed these 31 days, and this morning I was almost a little melancholy about not still being on the fast, but I broke it with some fresh organic orange juice that I blended up myself, and that really tasted good. But I really didn't drink as much of it as I thought I would. My stomach has obviously shrunk, and so I wasn't able to drink as much of the orange juice as I would like to, or as much as I thought I would like. And so during the fast, it wasn't hard for me to be around food for the most part. But I went to a birthday party for a friend of mine's mom. And my friend is a vegan chef. And she had the most delectable items, sir. It was a feast for everybody to enjoy. And I was so glad that I had told as many people as I did that I was on the water urine fast, so that, you know, they would keep me, hold me accountable to what I had said, because that food smelled good and it looked good. And then the other time, a very dear friend of mine, we were together and we went by one of our favorite vegan restaurants, and she got a spicy kale wrap, which is one of my favorites of all time. And I just looked like, oh, my God, that looks so good. But 31 days, it was only those 2 occasions where I even wanted to, you know, like take an extra sniff or, you know, be tempted. And so it was really good from that perspective that, you know, I wasn't always being tempted by what was around me or what was being served and things like that. So, again, if you want to ask any questions, you have any comments, our number here is 516-531-9819. And you, if you're already on the line or when you call in, you would just push 1 to let me know you want to talk live on air with us. And, again, make sure that you subscribe to my YouTube channel. It's Sandy Rogers. And you can see the 31 days plus. I did another video this morning, and I'm sure I'll be doing videos as we go along. I've got a caller here. I'm going to acknowledge caller 310-658. Give us your name and your comment or concern, please.
Hi, Sandy. This is Shatan.
Hey, Shatan.
How you doing?
Okay, great.
So I'm glad that you did this fast, because I wanted to do a fast. I did a 5-day fast, but I wanted to go longer. So I'm glad to hear your experience. I wanted to know, like, after you completed the fast, like, what kind of things are you eating, or do you find that you have an appetite, or has your appetite, like, kind of subsided even more since the fast?
Well, this is the first day after, and I usually break a fast with fresh orange juice, and so I have fresh orange juice for today, and I'll do fresh orange juice for the first half of tomorrow, and then I have a vegetable soup, and once I'll probably do that for, probably have the same meals on tomorrow and the next day, which would be the orange juice in the morning and then the vegetable soup. And then after that, I will return to eating a raw diet. And, yes, I do believe that my appetite has been suppressed quite a bit. I had blended two oranges this morning, and I was pretty much able to drink that, and along with a lot of water in between. And then I fixed another two oranges this afternoon, but I couldn't drink all of it, so I actually put half of it in the refrigerator, and that'll probably be what I have in the morning. So to answer your question, yes, my appetite has affected. I believe that my stomach is has shrunk as well.
Okay. Also, did you drop a lot of weight, or did your weight maintain?
Oh, okay, good. Thank you for bringing that up. So, because I got the little card here. So I started off at 142.4, and within the first 2 weeks, I had dropped down to 124.1, and I stayed at that weight for the next two times that I weighed. I'm not a scale fanatic, so I wasn't getting on the scale every day. But when I stayed at that weight for 2 weeks, I figured that was my normal weight, and that's what it would be. So when I got on the scale this morning, I weighed at 118.8, so that was a weight loss of 23.6 pounds. And so I was pleased and surprised, because, like I said, the last two times that I had weighed, it was 124.1. And then I measured myself, and overall I lost a...
Wow, okay. All right, thank you so much for sharing.
Well, thank you for asking. So what length of time are you going to go for when you do your next fast?
I'm going to go for the 30 days. I'm going to go for the 30 days.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, I was just, like, seeing, like, my diet now, because I do drink my water, like, all throughout the day. And in the morning, I'll have maybe apples, like green apples, and granola, and blueberries, and then I'll have some green tea, and then maybe for lunch I'll have a salad, or like I'll have a kale wrap or a spinach wrap, no meat, and maybe if I have dinner, I make drink some more tea, or I may have a half of a grapefruit, or sometimes I don't have anything at all because I'm not hungry. So I was just like trying to see,
right,
gauge and going into it, like maybe how much weight I'll lose. Because right now, since I've been drinking my water, it's going on 7 months now. So I was like 140, I think I was 145 when I first started. So right now I'm at 130.
Okay, okay. But, you know, I think, Shatan, that our bodies get to where they're supposed to be weight-wise, that we
mm-hmm.
won't lose more than what we're supposed to. You know what I'm saying? Like, if your body, ideal body weight is 128, then, you know, even if you're on the fast for 30 days, I don't think you would lose more than that 128 that, you know, that you would. So so for me, I was a smoker, a cigarette smoker for a long time, and so my weight always stayed low because of the nicotine and all the other chemicals in the cigarettes. And so when I quit 7 years ago, I gained, I think, about 30 pounds or so. So for right now, I'm really back to that that weight that I was before I quit smoking. But then at the same time, I believe that that would have been probably really my ideal weight. And I just wasn't sure, because it was, you know, my weight was controlled by the nicotine, you know, and everything else that cigarettes have in it. So I'm good, and we'll see, you know, if it normalizes it and stays at 118. But I am going to maintain a raw diet, and that's what has helped me in the past to maintain perfect health and wellness.
I gotcha.
Any other comments or questions that you have, Shatan?
No, I was just wondering, and then I understand like what you're saying in reference to how the weight that your body is supposed to be, it'll basically normalize. Like I said, I don't eat a whole lot, but my weight is maintaining at the weight that I am now. I was talking to my godmom. I know you met her, and she had told me, I'm gonna cook you something. You can just eat a little something because you're losing too much weight. And I said, I'm at 130 now with what I eat. And she goes, what? I said, yeah. I said, I took my daughter to the doctor and I asked the doctor to weigh me. I said, and me and my daughter actually weigh the same thing. I said, so I don't need to eat.
Oh.
Okay, but thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, we get to find for ourselves, you know, what our life looks like, but other people always want to take that control away from us, you know, because they have a better idea for us, you know, because like I had someone today to be like, maybe you shouldn't have did that because you look so weak. I'm like, cancel, I'm not weak. I feel stronger than I ever have, so thank you for your comment, you know. And you have to stop people before they put that bad energy on you.
Right.
Yeah. Well, good. Let me know when you start, and I'll be your biggest cheerleader, man, because I tell you, it's really an incredible journey. And I know that you'll find that spiritual connection, something that you just can't put into words, you know.
Yes. Yes, I'll definitely let you know.
Okay. All right. So stay on. I'm going to play a quick song. Give me a little water, and we'll be right back.
We don't know what we're eating. We assume that it's food.
And we eat.
We don't know what we're eating. We assume that it's food.
And we eat the junk.
We don't know what we're eating. We assume that it's food.
And we eat the junk.
We don't know what we're eating.
Not food at all. get it out of a grocery store and it's not food at all. I know I was telling my dad, because he liked the Pringles potato chips. I'm like, Daddy, you ever thought about how they get each one of those potato chips in that exact same shape? They never crumble. He's like, nah, I ain't gave much thought to that. I'm like, well, maybe they're manufactured in a laboratory somewhere. You cannot get a potato like that and fill up all those cans that they sell those potato chips in. Come on, Daddy. We've allowed the pressure of a materialistic society to take us away from the things that are really important.
And we eat the junk.
Like being there with your children versus working two jobs.
And we eat the junk.
So that you have this fine car.
And we eat the junk.
We don't know what we're eating. We assume that it's food.
Don't
know what we're eating.
It's not food at all. What was such an eye-opener for me was when my grandchildren were small. So we're talking about 12, 14 years ago. And that was when I first started the juicing. Natural apples and carrots and celery. And my grandchildren were like, Grandma, what is this? It's not clear. You didn't buy this out the store. Oh, Grandma. They didn't know. They just had no idea what natural looked like. So then I started broiling fish. My mom don't cook like this. Can you go teach her how to cook? Because this tastes good. We don't take the time to prepare healthy meals.
And we eat the junk.
We don't know what we're eating. We assume that it's food.
And we eat the junk.
We don't know what we're eating. We assume that it's food.
And we eat the junk.
We don't know what we're eating. We assume that it's food.
And we eat the junk.
We don't know what we're eating.
Not food at all. So now, I read this article that said one of the reasons why people are so overweight is that there's no nutritional value.
And we eat the junk.
So your body is craving vegetables. So you go and you get a hamburger, a diet soda, and some french fries. And you eat this, and your stomach is full at that moment. But just in a short period of time, your body is like, hey,
and we eat the junk.
I'm hungry again. I'm hungry again.
And we eat the junk.
So you go out and now you get potato chips and, I don't know, candy bar.
And we eat the junk.
That was yours truly, you guys. We eat the junk. That was my first time in a studio, and that was, I believe the terminology is called mastered. That was mastered by my nephew, Anthony King. And so I just wanted to throw that in there because that's so appropriate. And because I had ate so much junk, had eaten so much junk, over a 4 to 5 month period was the reason why I felt I needed to reset my body, clean out my temple completely, detox it thoroughly so that I can start anew for this life of mine to go forward with a clean inside and outside, and to be able to live better, live whole, live a life of wellness. So thank you guys for being here. This is Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. You're welcome to call, ask questions, make a comment, tell me I'm crazy. You can do any of that. Our number is 516-531-9819. and you would just simply press 1 to let me know you want to talk live on air. So to tell you how, we've got a caller, 678-994, you want to give us your name and your comment, please?
Hi, Reverend Sandy, this is Tish, calling from Atlanta.
Hey, Tish. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I was listening, and I'm trying to commit to a fast myself, a juice fast. I bought a juicer, but for some reason, I need strength, guidance to, like, jump into it. Like, I don't know what's stopping me.
It may be your mindset, you know. You have to make up your mind and be committed to it, Tish. And then once you're able to do that, nothing can stop you. Yeah, but you got to make your mind up, and it has to be to a point where you don't accept any other thing, you know, because you're going to do it.
Okay,
so,
just do it.
So if you wanna call me, you know, reach out to me, send me. You got my email address?
I don't. Mm-mm.
Okay.
I have your Facebook. You want me message you on Facebook?
That'll be great. That'll be great, and then we can do a one-on-one session, and you know, I can help you with that process if you'd like. I'd be more than happy to mentor you through the process.
I would love that. Thank you, because I really do want to get on track. I don't want to start and then stop halfway during the second day. Well,
yeah.
Thank you for all your information, though.
Sure. Yeah. The thing is, once you make up your mind to do it, it's so easy, you know, just to follow through with it. And I've done that with, you know, some really long-standing habits. Just make, you know, once I make up my mind, and it's a done deal after that. So, yeah, I'll be more than happy to work with you through this process.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Sure, my pleasure.
Okay, before the night is over, I'm going to send you my information.
Okay, that'd be great.
Okay, thank you so much. I didn't want you to
yeah.
go. The show to be over before I reached out.
Well, that's good. That's what I'm everyone to do. You know, if you have a comment, a question, you know, hit the one on the dial now so that we can get it in and get your concern answered. So thank you, Tish. I look forward to getting your information, and we can talk, okay?
Okay, I thank you. God bless.
My,
good night,
yes,
everybody.
Bless you as well.
Thanks.
So how my day looked every day is, so I would start off with prayer and meditation in the morning. And that was how I would ground myself and make sure that I had a perfect foundation for the day. And then I had some, I'm going to catch this caller, and then we're going to come back to my daily routine. Caller 202-294, give us your name and comment or concern, please.
Hi, Sandy. This is Tony. Charlotte.
Hey, Tony.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing good. I was just calling, first of all, to say how proud I am of you. I think that because it's such a tough thing to do, to fast and to maintain it. So just to say, you know, congratulations. Good job. And also I wanted to ask you, do you think that the urine helped you maintain the fast?
Definitely.
Do you think? Yeah,
I definitely do, because you know, like I said, I've done the master cleanse, which some people call the lemonade cleanse. I've done that for a long period of time, but and that you're not consuming any solid food, but you do have the lemonade mixed with the Grey B maple syrup, and so that's supposedly how you're getting the vitamins and the minerals that you need to survive through those cleanses. But the urine took me. I'm not gonna apply this to anybody else. It took me to such a higher spiritual level. It was it was off the chart. You know, it was like there was no place that I could call where I was. I was just there, you know, and I felt the energy of the universe. I felt the energy of the Most High. All of that at such a soul level that I knew I was connected. You know, there was no doubt in my mind that I was connected to that source of all life. And, man, it got stronger and stronger and stronger every day. So, yes, I do believe that the urine causes that that higher consciousness and that feeling of being connected with all of everything in the universe.
Okay. Now, speaking of spirit, did you have any dream? What was your dream state like? And did you find that you can go with less sleep? No.
Got great questions, Tony. I usually can have some very vivid dreams, but I didn't venture into that direction. My dreams were solid. They were almost instructional as to what I should do. And yes, I did get less sleep. Some mornings I would wake up at 3:30 and just be ready to go. And so I wouldn't fight it. I would get up and get going. But not the tired. I never had the tiredness that I usually would, you know, if I got up at 3:30, you know, I'm dragging, I don't want to get out of bed. But there was a newness about me. There was a newness about my energy and how I looked at life in general. So, yes, some days I only got 4 hours, some days I only got three, but my energy was still very powerful and still very high.
Okay. Good. Awesome. Well, that's about it. That's all the questions I had. And again, I'm proud of you. That takes a lot of courage and strength. And I look forward to seeing you next month at the symposium.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I love your questions, too. So, because, you know, when we go through the process and when I went through the process and now trying to summarize it and bring it forth to people, there's a lot of things that I've gone through, excuse me, that I don't necessarily think to share. And so I appreciate your questions and along with Tish and Shaitan, because that's the way that, you know, I can deliver the whole message. I'm not wanting to hide anything from anybody, but, you know, if I'm asked the questions, then that way I can dig deep and answer the questions. So thank you for that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay, so getting back to how my days looked. So I would get up and do my prayer and meditation and get myself grounded. And I usually would just hit it, you know, like get to going to work right away. because my energy was would be so high and so strong once I did get up and give my thanks and gratitude and to continue on with what I was doing. And I attempted, I didn't do it every day, but I attempted to get in as much physical exercise as possible. So I did Tai Chi a couple of weeks. I did yoga, but that was only 1 week. And then I walked the trails that we have here in Georgia. And I also did a lot of dancing during that time frame. Oh, and let me say this, too. So in my regular everyday life, my goal is always to get one pajama day in per week. And a pajama day means I don't take off my pajamas, I don't go outside, I don't start up my car, I don't answer phones. I'm just isolated from everything and from everybody. I did not have one of those days in July. So even with it being 31 days, I went every day, and I was active every day. I had a variety of activities that I was involved in. I had one of the best months and was not even complaining about, oh, I need a break, I need to stop, I need to have a pajama day. And so that in itself was was really fascinating to me, because I'm always taking about my pajama days, and it didn't even cross my mind until the very end of July. I was like, oh, my God, I haven't taken off one day this month. So I really found that to be extremely fascinating. And I ended up my 31 days with a beautiful massage yesterday by my goddaughter, Marlo Oliver. I'm going to plug her business. It's called Life After Breath, and she's in Marietta, Georgia. So if you're in town, come into town, look her up, Marlo Oliver, Life After Breath. She is sensational. And so I did have some tight muscles, because I had not been going, getting my exercise and or massages. I did get a weekly chiropractic adjustment, and so that was good. And chiropractic care should be included in everybody's self-care routine, because when your spine is not in correct alignment, then it causes you to create stress on certain parts of your body that you don't necessarily need it. So if I did that every week, and I was able to add, like I said, some of the other, the Tai Chi, the yoga, but just being extremely active, I just had so much fun. I hadn't been dancing in a long time, and just had a ball just doing so many different activities with so many different people. And again, you know, my energies, some of those days it was just funny. I was like, where's all this energy coming from? But I literally would have to go outside and hug a tree to ground myself and to calm myself down. Because it was all over the place. So, all right, so we're talking about going through a 31-day water urine fast. I just completed mine on yesterday, and my goal today is to share my experiences with you. And if you have any questions, comments, have anything you would like to say or ask, if you're not on the line, you can call 516-531-9819 and simply push 1 to let me know you want to talk live on air. So this is Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. And we are talking about the benefits, the purpose, the reason why you would even consider doing a fast. Taking a break from solid foods, much like Tish is going to be doing, and she's going to be doing a juice fast, which is good. A juice fast is another form of relaxing your digestive system, and that is the whole purpose of the fasting process. Because our digestive systems need a break every now and then from the stress that we put on it from eating a lot of foods or eating foods that are not necessarily serving our highest good and greatest joy. And so, you know, we have these foods that have gluten in it. We have foods that are GMOs, genetically modified organisms, and we also have the animal products. And there's more and more information that's coming out. Okay, we got two callers. So call us 404-964. You want to give us your name and your statement or concern, please?
Hi, Sandy. This is Curtis calling you out of North Carolina.
Curtis.
How are you?
How are you?
I am wonderful. Hope all is well. I see all is well.
Good to hear from you.
I saw your email today at work, and when I saw the two things of fast and urine, I say, now this is going to be interesting. So my question for you in a general sense, as you can say, how exactly does that work? And I guess from more of a scientific standpoint, how would your daily fast with just water and urine, in a general sense, you know, when did you drink the water? And when or if you drunk the urine, did you have to go through a process to do anything with it? Or what is the point of putting that? Because we think of urine as waste. How is that supposed to continue to cleanse you as a fast when you're putting that back into your body?
Great question, Curtis. So what my process is, and I do it even when I'm not on the fast, is when I first wake up in the morning, I drink a liter of water, and that's how I start my day, unless I've got to urinate first thing, and then I always drink the first urine of the day, which is the most important of the day. There's no preparation of it or processing for it. You simply, I use glass containers just because of the BPAs and plastic. So collect it in a glass jar, and then I drink it. I also, with that first urine, I drink it through my nose and wash both sides of my nostrils out, and that normally will release a lot of the mucus that have built up in my body overnight. And then I use an eye cup, and I put urine in that, and I wash out one eye, kind of swish it around in my eye, empty that, then put more in there and wash out the other eye. So that I've got both eyes cleaned and my nostrils cleaned out, and then I drink the urine. What, like most of the information, medical information that we're given here in the United States, we're taught that anything that our body creates is not good for us, and that is not true. And the urine actually helps your body to heal, and it gives you the added ingredients, so to speak, that you need to heal faster. And I know everyone that drinks of themselves or are on urine therapy, there's a glow about them. They are lighter. They are more in tune spiritually. And so it kind of breaks through some of those barriers. But you can check the urine therapy. There's a lot of research that's been done internationally. Again, you won't find a lot from the United States that supports it. But the researchers take urine and they're taking out portions of it and developing pharmaceuticals to be used for us. And so they're studying human urine all the time. And just, one little quickie. Urine for the eyewash, it's urine with an M in front of the word. So, we just need to be more conscious about how the pharmaceuticals are deriving the ingredients that they're using in these pharmaceuticals. So,
I can imagine, because I, growing up with my mother and grandmothers, they had a lot of these natural remedies that as a kid, getting into the scrapes and things that we do. And I remember one of them being, that's kind of, people still laugh at it today, but when you talk about pink eye and red eye, was to pour or wash your eye with urine for a few times. And from that scientific standpoint, you find out that it was kind of the acidity of the urine, which is what cleansed the eye of the bacteria without. And you did not need to go to an ophthalmologist for, X amount of dollars, X amount of times, and continue to have that same condition 6, 8, and 10 weeks out when that can clear it in 3 to 4 days.
Exactly.
So it's just kind of interesting to see in doing that. But congratulations on your fast. It's something to consider. And I will certainly look up a lot more of that research on that, because it's fascinating.
And reach out to me if I can help you in any kind of way, and I could share some links with you and let you know, steer you in that direction, okay?
Okay, I sure will. I've got your email.
Okay.
Thank you so much for what you do.
Thank you, Curtis. I appreciate it. All right.
Yes, and
so
life after breath.
Yes. That's our girl.
Believe me.
Yeah.
Take care.
Okay, thank you, Curtis. So we've got two more callers. We got 503-453.
Hello, Sandy.
You give it?
It's Star Waters.
Hey.
Hey,
Star
you
Waters.
Doing?
I'm
okay.
Well. How are you?
Well, I'm well, too. So I have been sort of a constant sidekick to you for most of these 31 days, and I just want to come on and witness your just overflow of energy and all the things that you have done with the, with your Tai Chi and yoga, and you and I walked the Silver Comet Trail that one day that was pretty darn hot that day. And I just want to tell your listeners how you walked 9,000 steps, which was a little less than 4 miles that day. And still had energy, and so it was pretty amazing to watch you go. Watch you go.
And thank you for being there. You were probably one of my biggest supporters because you was always right there. Whenever I needed something, there you were. So I appreciate you so much, so much.
Yes, it was good
yes.
to see somebody else fast for a while and not be the one because, you know, usually I'm the one that's watching everybody eat while I'm not. So, you know. It just lets it let me know that there's a certain kind of spirit out there that's in the form of humans that can do these superhuman things because some people can't even miss lunch, let alone three meals 31 days in a row. So it takes a very strong will, strong-minded, focused individual to do that. And also I just want to add to that, when you talked about the benefits of fasting and how it gives your body a rest, you know, the times that our body digests food, which is usually kind of around the clock because everybody's always snacking and putting something in their mouths, the body doesn't have time to do the inner work to heal from the inside. So by giving your body a rest, then you can actually do some really super repair healing from the inside out. It also, you know, it's like the fountain of youth. It makes you look and, as you did, act much, much younger. So congratulations to you, and I'm glad that I was able to witness that.
Well, thank you so much, and I appreciate your support. I am so serious about that.
All right.
You're a
fabulous friend,
my darling, a fabulous friend.
All right. That's what I aim to continue to be.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's
well,
all I wanted
so
to say.
Thank you so much.
Okay,
I appreciate you. We got one more caller on the line. Would you identify yourself and let us know your statement, please, comment, question?
Greetings.
Greetings.
My name is Anthony King, and I happen to be your nephew. Can you hear me, Lysandra?
I can hear you, Mr. Anthony King.
I'm really proud of you. But, you know, I wanted to tell your listeners that she's always been incredible to me. So doing this fast, this urine therapy water fast, not just a fast, is just part of her incredibility. Because prior to her fast and prior to her drinking her water, I literally saw her jump out of a window. I'm going to tell you guys what I mean. I was driving the car. We went for a ride. And when I pulled up in my garage, she was on the passenger side, and I pulled up all the way up against the wall and told her, you know, I wasn't going to let her out the truck. She rolled the window down and climbed out the window over the hood of the truck and jumped off. I sat in the truck and I looked at this lady. She, next thing, she's standing on the driver's side looking at me. And I said, "Who are you, lady?" So I just thought, I'd let your listeners know that you've always been incredible, and this just adds to it. One thing that stood out when Brother Curtis called, and this is why I pressed the one, actually, listening to your show has been great. The Water of Life Symposium is going to be off the chain, wateroflifesymposium.com for you listeners. But Brother Curtis, when he started out, he asked you about urine therapy or the urine being waste, and without telling him much, by the end of this talk, he told you what he knew about urine therapy. So did he not know, or did he know?
Hmm.
Because it sounds like you know, Brother Curtis, That water you all make is not waste. Your body is a production center. It's the kingdom of God. The song inside of me, if God lives inside of you, then your body would be the kingdom. And the book says, drink waters from thine own cistern. That water you all make is for you, produced by you, for you, on your behalf. It is the true water. It's living water. I suggest you all pee in a cup and drink it. And join us at the Water of Life Symposium, Sacramento, September 23rd. It's going to be off the chain. We are going into the well. Can you dig it?
Thank you, sir. Would you give more details about the Water of Life Symposium, where it's going to be held, the other speakers that's going to be there? Anthony is the creator. This vision was given to him, and it's funny because he said when the name was given to him, he didn't even know what a symposium was. But, you know, when God speaks to you, you just follow what the instructions are that you're given. And so it's been incredible, the people that are coming to support him from around the world. Urine therapy is what I know is, just like Curtis was saying, you know, you ask an elder, if you still have elders that you communicate with, ask them. They will tell you, oh, yeah, we did that. And this is how we used it. And we've lost some of those authentic, original ways that we knew how to heal. And AK, would you tell us, just give us a little rundown about the symposium, please?
Well, again, a lot of it, everything is on the website, wateroflifesymposium.com. It's from in September in Sacramento at the Arden Hilton West. It's going to be from September 22nd through the 24th, or until the 24th. It's actually a couple of days that we're going to spend together. It's actually the all-star weekend for piss drinkers. Can you dig that? You know,
well, you know, I knew you were going to break it down for us.
All-star weekend for piss drinkers. You know, we're really awakening. You know, we're not going to stay asleep long. We must return. The truth will always be the last man standing. And when we mention God and these production centers called our bodies, you know, he said, I will never leave you or forsake you. Everything we need lives inside of us. We never needed to shop at Walmart. We never needed to eat anything. But we were born into this calcified state because it's the desire of those that would rule over us to keep us sick. Illness is a multi-billion dollar business, and we are into wellness. And when you're dealing with conditioning, which we, most of us are, when you tell people about themselves, most of the time you're going to get the yuck faster response, like, ugh. And for those of you that drink your water, you know that is so far from the truth. It's almost a little disappointing to know that we hate ourselves so much that we think that we would produce something that would kill us. Somebody need to put their phone on mute, though. It's a lot of noise in the background. You know, the idea that we are making this water and we would go, ugh, to ourselves, but 90% of the world will either go into a bar, a 7-Eleven, you know, and open a bottle or a can of something, whether it's alcohol or soda or something that you know that you didn't make, and we'll drink that in a heartbeat. But when it comes to what we produce, we hate ourselves. So the symposium is along the lines of support for the water drinker, which there are many. And there are many from other countries that have been practicing healing or wellness. Is that you, Auntie Sandy, moving around, making all that noise?
No, sir. I am perfectly still.
Okay. You need to mute somebody's phone because they loud. If you don't hear the noise, it's probably you making it.
It's quiet now.
And it's not me. My phone was on mute. I just wanted you to know.
Greetings, sister. I didn't say no names. But we're going to have a great time. You know, it's for those that are, you know, because this won't be a yuck factor weekend. This won't be the weekend that we're trying to prove to people how important it is, because we're not trying to save nobody. It's just for those that, you know, desire to be a part of awakening, self-discovery, those that are interested are more than welcome to come, because we're going to be celebrating life. We're going to have yoga. Brother Tony Hill's going to teach yoga in the morning. Well, I might even sing a song, Auntie Sandy. Can you believe that? I might even sing.
Oh, perfect, perfect.
Lana Love is going to sing a song. You're going to be there as a speaker. Dr. Rackshack, Jay King. I think Brother Samuel's coming from the country of Jordan or somewhere far away, Israel or one of those places. He might make it. I might say a few words or two. We got people coming from different parts of the country that are excited about it, that are really excited about this time. It's going to be absolutely wonderful. Again, Water of Life Symposium. Go to the website, check it out, register, and come on and let's get into the water.
It's going to be amazing, you guys. And so I wanted AK to tell you more, because he's done probably more study than I have on urine therapy, and his heart, you hear his passion, and he quotes scriptures, and he tells you, you know, more historically about the real value in drinking your own water. I know the outcome. I know what it looks like on me. People are always commenting that it seems like I'm getting younger instead of older. And so those are the comments that I receive. And I'm 3 or 4 years, I think, I'm into this. It's been so long, it feels like I've always been doing it, but I don't know exactly when it was that I started. I'm right after AK, I think, so whenever he started, I was a month or so after him. But
I have drank my water every day. I have peed in a cup every single day for almost 4 years, and I drink all through the day. I couldn't imagine not drinking my water. My spirit, my mind, everything about me has shifted, and it's beyond consciousness. A lot of people do it, you know, for whatever your reasons are, it's all cool, but most are into healing. You know, there's an ailment there or something that they see that they want to correct in their body. And then there's wellness. That's active involvement in the well. I have a relationship with my water. By this being the soil that we live in, this tree of life that we are, it must be watered with the authentic water of itself to produce. This is the land that our ancestors want to occupy. So when the Jesus said, I am Alpha, I am Omega, he was speaking first person about the spirit that was awakening in him. My mother and father, they're out of this realm in life, but they live actually right here. And so do their parents and their parents and their parents and their parents. They're all alive right here because I have provided the land that they rightfully want to possess. This is the reparation of myself. I am the land that I truly desire to occupy, and I keep this land nurtured with the water that's provided me by the cistern that produces it, and that is my body. wateroflifesymposium.com is going to be off the chain. Woo-wee. You're talking about revival. Man. Liquid fire. A fire that don't go out. The Jesus said, hey, man, John said, I baptize you with water, but the one that's to come is going to baptize you with fire. This water is fire. When he turned the water to wine, pee in the cup and let it sit and ferment and tell me what you got.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Ooh-wee.
Yeah, man, I tell you, you know, if you would just do it, I was going to say try it. If you would just do it, and I know there's a couple of people, friends of mine that have, because this is, we've done two shows, I believe, so far in regards to urine therapy just this year, and I know we did one last year, but so her way of getting into the practice is she said, well, I'm going to do a half a cup. I'm like, fine, you know, just start it. And so whatever feels comfortable with you is how you want to start. And then once you get accustomed to it, you can then add on and drink all of what you pass, you know. And that's a way to build up until you get to that stage where you can drink it all. And the benefits are just, it's tremendous. I mean, it is so much more than what you could ever expect. And that's why I keep saying in the conversation tonight is that my consciousness and my spirituality is so far advanced or so high that I really had no clue as to where I was going to go in this fast process. And if I would have, I probably would not have done the show tonight. I probably would have waited another week because I'm still experiencing what it is that happened to me during the fast. So Kay introduced me to urine therapy 4 years ago because of him and his way of being outside the box and wanting to live life as natural as possible. It grabbed my attention, and I haven't looked back since, you know. So I hope that you've gotten that type of motivation from out of the show tonight, and that someone somewhere has said something that would help you in this process, because it really is a rich, rich process that we're living in right now. So we've got one more caller, and right under the nose here, 619-884, give us your name and your comments, please.
Yes, how you doing? This is Ali. I'm calling out here from San Diego, California, and I'm just wanting to reach out to you and say hello, and I really appreciate you doing the fast because you're still alive, so that gives me proof. I don't have to go read about somebody doing the fast that lasted. I know somebody that did a fast and lasted, so you are the research, and I wanted to give you that. Ain't no need for reading now. I got proof. So I love you for that. And, you know, I know you ain't got too much time left, so I'm going to leave it there. But I want to tell everybody, know yourself, know who you really are, and stop reading about what people say that you're supposed to be and what's supposed to be out there. All you got to do is look into yourself, and all the truth and everything about you is right there. Stop reading and ask yourself, ask your spirit, drink your urine.
Excellent points. Excellent points. Because we do have all of our answers. We were born with all of our answers, but we're always looking on the outside, you know, for someone else to answer them for us. So thank you for that insight, Ali. And thank you for
your words of encouragement and your words of support. This has been a very, very powerful journey that I've done these last 31 days. It far surpassed anything that I could have hoped that it would be, or, you know, anything that I would have gained out of such an experience. And so I would encourage everybody to at least begin the process of drinking of yourself, drinking of your own water, so that you can become familiar with who you are, and that you can commune at that higher level of consciousness. And again, we have the Water of Life Symposium.com coming up. September 22nd through the 23rd in Sacramento. And yours truly will be present. I'm actually one of the speakers that night. During the weekend, we have Tony Hill that was on earlier. He's going to be doing yoga with us for the weekend in the morning time. My nephew, Anthony A.K. King, is the convener, and he's going to sing for us while we're there, entertain us musically. And Dr. Rakshak, just going to be an absolutely, absolutely marvelous, marvelous time. And so that's it. We're out of time. I appreciate you for being with us. I appreciate everyone who called in. Tish, Shatan, Star, Tony, Curtis, Ali, and AK. So we love you all, and we'll see you next week right here on Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. I love you.
Bye. Love.